Four Blokes are about to do something really amazing at Barlow Park in Cairns today. They're all in wheelchairs and they'll be getting around Barlow Park for no less than 40 hours. It's purposely in the lead up to Anzac Day, and the 40 hours recognises the 40 Aussies who've lost their lives in Afghanistan. It's the Pushing for Mates campaign, and it raises funds for Soldier On, which supports servicemen and women who have been physically or psychologically wounded in the course of serving their country. Ian Chill is a former naval warrant officer who was injured in 2004 when deployed on the HMAS Tarakan in the Solomon Island. It left him with paraplegia, using a wheelchair for the rest of his life. But Ian joins me now. Morning, Ian.
Morning, Phil. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm excellent, thanks. Ian, tell me about today. It sounds as though, well, it's going to take more effort from you than me, but tell me about it.
Yeah, look, ultimately, it is going to be a hard effort for us, physically and psychologically. You know, we're going to push for 40 hours. Me and Relay, there will be two of us on track for 2 hours about, so we'll clock up 20 hours each, minimum. Mm. Probably in close to 200 Ks each, and but ultimately what we want to do is raise money, as much money as we can, for Soldier On, so they can support our lads and guys and girls coming back from conflicts or, you know, who just experienced trauma in their life.
Is that something that perhaps historically Australians haven't done that well? Well, certainly, you know, no one will ever forget our fallen soldiers and their families, but for servicemen and women returning with permanent injuries, is that something Australia could improve on, do you think?
Yeah, I think we can. You know, look, particularly in the psychological injuries, suicide rates are increasing in service personnel, and we want to just, you know, get the guys, reintegrate them into community, show them that we actually care, and that we want to support them as much as possible to prevent any further injuries.
Now, Ian, obviously you're in a wheelchair as well, but what made you decide to take this action so much so that you're going to push yourself around for 40 hours, no less?
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night and you think, how can I support Soldier On? And light bulb moment, 40 guys, thought, power for each bloke, why not? Hit up three other lads and they all thought I was an idiot, but they wanted to do it nonetheless. And 6 months later, here we are.
Wait, where's the wear and tear then? Obviously your arms, but I mean, you must have trained somewhat for this.
Yeah, we've been training solid for the last 6 months. So we've pushed close to over 1,000 kilometres each. Just up and down the Cairns Esplanade, round Cairns, you name it, we've been pushing it. But our wrists, shoulders, back, you know, it all hurts.
Gee whiz. Ian, I wonder if I can ask you, certainly in 2004 when you had this accident, and we're talking about the improving services that are available for people who, like yourself, came home with paraplegia. Back then in 2004, was there enough support for you at that time, do you think?
Yeah, there was, and there still is, as far as, you know, Veteran Affairs look after you and stuff. But what you sort of don't get is that mateship support. So you haven't got your mates as much, you know, the organisations to get behind you and say, hey, we're here for you, and, you know, if you're feeling crap, we'll boost you up and we'll look after you and we'll look after your family as well. Mm. It's a little bit, it's that mateship that we're missing. And that's why we call it Pushing for Mates, because it's, you know, we're four mates, but we want to support our other mates, even though we've never met them, but we're here for them.
You know, they're there, that's for sure. Ian Chill is my guest, a former naval warrant officer, and he'll be getting around Barlow Park, well, starting today, finishing tomorrow. Ian, what time does it all start?
Well, we'll kick off officially at 4 p.m. this afternoon, and we'll finish 8 a.m. Anzac Day down on the Esplanade. We'll cross over at the Cenotaph at 8 o'clock, and that'll be our 40th hour.
All right. So what would you advise people who want to come on and contribute and support in some way today, you and your three mates getting around? What's the best way to go about it?
Look, they can drop into Barlow Park and drop a couple of dollars in the can. Say good day to the lads that are sitting around waiting for their two-hour turn, which will probably be here. You know, we've got our Facebook page, Pushing for Mates, which you can find on the Facebook groups, and we've got a link there to a donation page as well. so people can jump online and support it that way.
That's great. Well, Ian, I do wish you all the best, and good on you for such a great idea as well. Good luck, and we'll see you down there after 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Appreciate it, Phil. Thanks for the time, mate.
My pleasure. That's Cheers, Ian. Mate. Ian Chill. He's a formal naval warrant officer taking part in the Pushing for Mates campaign over the next few days. So from 4 o'clock this afternoon, if you'd like to help out, and obviously we're approaching Anzac Day on Friday, what's a way for you to support, not necessarily the families of those diggers who have lost their lives, but Ian Chill and his friends are focusing on people who return from services with permanent psychological or physical injuries as well.